I'm Bill Weissman, the MC for the afternoon, or for part of it, and I'm to introduce the next storyteller. And I've got a notation here that I was given to tell about something that's coming up. The next storyteller is Boomslang. Now, the Merry Palmetto South Florida Swamp Show features Boomslang, swamp singer and road announcer. Now this year, the price of the Merry Palmetto Swamp Show is included in the general admission for the festival. So, we will not be charging extra. There's a however. Since this show is being broadcast on Channel 3 in Broward County, we would appreciate it if no one turns around and stares at the camera, because then we might have to edit out your face.
You said no
one. And if you ever had your face edited out, you'll know what it feels like. The Merry Palmetto South Florida Swamp Show.
Murray.
Okay, and don't forget, if you turn around to see where the camera is, then you're looking at it. Right? Okay, are you ready?
Is this a children's microphone?
You want it higher?
Yeah.
We can probably raise it up. We should be able to raise it up. Say when.
Welcome to the Murray Palmetto South Florida Swamp Show. My name is Boomslang Swamp Singer, and I'm the kindly old road announcer for Murray Palmetto South Florida Swamp Show. Murray Palmetto cannot be with us this afternoon. Long John, a member of the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band, played a joke on Murray and told Murray that the storyteller's tent this year, due to all the administrative changes up here at White Springs, was being converted to the Texas Drinking Music Stage. So Murray went ahead and wrote three excellent folk music drinking songs about Texas. Beaumont Bayou Blues, My Heart is a Dallas Salad, and he spells salad with two L's, so it's like Dallas spelled backwards. And I Get Naughty at Night in Houston. And he made the mistake of sending a tape of all three songs to Ken Crawford, the coordinator of the festival. Well, Kent sent back the tape unopened with a note that said if Murray tried to even sing one of those songs up here at the festival, Murray would find out what a Hamilton County baptism is. Well, Murray didn't quite know, but apparently it involves total immersion of not only yourself, but also your guitar and your guitar case in the backwaters of the Suwannee. So Murray is hiding out in Texas this weekend in Kerrville, Texas, at the Kerrville Festival, where music like that is allowed. Now, this is a four-string tenor banjo from the minstrel and vaudeville eras. About the only places you can hear a tenor banjo played in the South now are in Memphis and in New Orleans, which both have a jazz and a blues tradition. This tenor banjo was made in 1922 and was given to me in 1923 when I was only 24. Back then, in the Old South, the traditional punishment for an errant or naughty tenor banjo player was to lock him up in a cell with a half a dozen five-string banjo players. Now that's more than 59 banjo strings all throbbing and humming at approximately the same time. To lock him up in a cell with half a dozen five-string banjo players, all playing Soldier's Joy just as fast as they can. Now a similar case happened as recently as 1993 up in Valdosta in South Georgia, where a young tenor banjo player with Florida tags on his car was arrested for taking photographs of old warehouses on a Sunday. And they put him in a cell with 11 guitar players, all playing Rocky Top, just as loud as they could. Even Chief Justice Woolhat of the Georgia Supreme Court ruled that such constituted not only cruel, but almost unbearable punishment. Because here at White Springs, late at night, they call that a jam. Don't be looking at the camera while I'm doing this either. See that please disturb me sign. I'm drinking Florida wine. I'm drinking Florida wine.
Sorry.
Well, I'm right below. And when I drive down State Road 29, I can smell the night. Just leave the front porch light on. I'll be home about 9:30. A little high on Florida wine. Winter ocean, half horizons with half shutters, Orlando's greenscape parks with municipal alligators. If you go back to California, please drop me a line, cause I'll be here drinking Florida wine. Here drinking Florida wine. Migrant labor skies and the cold hard slap of dawn. 1950s motels that so soon will be gone. Don't expect me to act soft. Never could quite walk that line. Cause I drink Florida wine. Yeah, I drink Florida wine. Poolside steel drum bands hang beneath that limbo stick. 1940s postcards, hey, wish I could have my pick. Don't remember all my memories, but I'm glad they're mine when I'm drinking Florida wine. Yeah, I'm drinking Florida wine.
for years. Coastal towns all shuttered down while a hurricane nears. Don't ask us no hard questions. Take my word, we're doing fine. We're all drinking Florida wine. We're all drinking Florida wine.
This point of the show is usually the game show portion. It's run by an old boy from down in Glades County, west of the lake, by the name of Red Eye. The name of the show is Pin the Tails on Lake Wales. Red Eye's got this old broken dart he got from a bar somewhere, and he's stuck an armadillo's tail on it. And he's got this huge geological map of Florida, of all the rivers and all the roads, but none of the towns and cities are even the county lines. And the idea is to stick the armadillo's tail where you think Lake Wales, the town, not the lake, is. And usually Red Eye selects a contestant from South Florida. I guess he thinks it's funnier that way. And frequently, of course, the contestant will stick the tail for Lake Wales over in Lake Placid, the lake, not the town, or over in Pasco County. And it gets Red Eye laughing so much, sometimes he ends up down on his knees and his hands, crying very cruel Central Florida rural laughter. Well, anyway, this past fall, Red Eye came to Murray and said that he, Red Eye, needed the next 7 years off as a sabbatical. Well, Murray tried to point out to him that a sabbatical is something you get when you've been with an institution 7 years, not 7 years off. But anyway, Red Eye said he needed the next seven years off because he was starting his own business. See, the only time that Red Eye takes his wife out is on Sunday afternoon when they go driving up and down U.S. 27 near Lake Okeechobee looking for dead Florida tires that look like animals. You know how sometimes you see a dead tire that looks like a alligator, and you get up to it and it's not. And you'll see a dead tire that looks like a pig, and you get up to it and it's not. And then you see one that looks like an armadillo, and it is. Well, anyway, when they see one, they stop Red Eye's black Ford 5-speed F-150 pickup truck and they put the dead tire in back. And they keep all these dead tires that look like animals in their house. And they're starting to run out of room for them. So you know how when Central Floridians run out of room to keep stuff, they turn it into a museum. And they charge tourists from South Florida to come in and look at it. Well, anyway, so they've opened up a museum outside of Palmdale, right across the street from the Cypress Knee Museum. And I understand that Red Eye drove down the Florida Keys last weekend in his truck with a whole bunch of advertisements. So apparently now there's a huge sign coming out of North Key Largo that says, "Only 111 more miles to the Florida Tire Museum." Let's see if this thing tuned itself while it was...
Middle name is Yard Sale, can't afford to pass one by. One day a hat sent by me, as it caught my eye, though it was cheap at half the price. Soon all my head and sap, think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. I bought this American flag, which had 48 stars, and some old Burma shave sign, bought a trip to Mars, a rubber tip for a walker, got a good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Bought a red tennis ball with a pebble loose inside, and a Jerry Vale album that I still haven't tried. Gas tax refund voucher, got a good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. I bought Gordon Liddy's flashlight that he used at Watergate, and a terrible swift sword from a Civil War estate. bottles of phlogiston. Got a real good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billet hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billet hat. Bam, 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 bam. Too much for Jimmy Billet hat. I bought the helmet liner from Kaiser Williams hat. Swapped $50 dogs for $100 cat. Got the Loch Ness Monster's autograph. Got a real good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billet hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billet hat. Photographs of John the Baptist. Well, not the John you think. And a shrine for your lawn, made from half a sink. Amelia Earhart's flight plan, got a real good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billet hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billet hat. Come to think of it, I paid way too much for Jimmy Billet hat.
Maury Palmetto had been here, he was going to tell you a story about Eastern Florida Railroad Emperor Henry Flagler. And you know, when Henry Flagler finally chugged into the newly constructed railroad station in Key West, it seemed the final chink in that magnificent chain of railroad that stretched from the railroad station in Old St. Augustine southward to the fashionable depot in West Palm Beach, and then on incredibly to the boom town that was then Miami. Right before 1900, and then even more amazingly, on further yet to the remote and mystical tip of Florida Keys. A few years later, when Henry Flagler was in his bed dying, he felt like having a drink, so he said, "Dry martini." His lawyer, who was standing by his bed and who was later to become the executor of the Henry Flagler estate, thought he said, "Dry tortugas." So after Henry Flagler died, his lawyer, Joseph J. Quigley, began, in the name of the Flagler estate, construction of the Dry Tortugas Railroad from Garden Key in the Dry Tortugas east to Key West, and simultaneously from the depot in Duval, on Duval Street in Key West, west to Fort Jefferson in the Dry Tortugas. The two lines were supposed to meet in the middle of the Florida Straits. But due to an engineering miscalculation, the two lines missed each other by almost a half a mile south of the Grand Marquesas. And for some reason, construction was not immediately stopped, although it was obvious that the two lines could never meet. The viciousness of the 1928 hurricane took down the trunk line from Key West towards Garden Key. And in 1932, the Coast Guard, then the Revenue Cutter Service, dismantled the trunk line from the Dry Tortugas to the Grand Marquesas as an aid to navigation. But sometime in the Florida Straits, sailors sailing on a Sunday afternoon with a south wind to their backs on a broad reach report that they still can see the ghostly outline on the cloudy, wide, white horizon of the Dry Tortugas Railroad.
It's the Dry Tortugas Railroad from Key West to Garden Key. To take Henry Flagler to Fort Jefferson, though only posthumously. We'll carry naval and government stores, tourists, settlers and the mail on the Dry Tortuga Railroad. The last of Mr. Flagler's rail. We sail down from Palm Beach on Mr. Flagler's yacht to ride the ocean railway his estate has bought. Since the two trucks will connect, we back the train back to Key West. We'll come back in a year or two when they built the rest of the Dry Tortuga Railroad. 60 miles straight out to sea. From the depot down on Duval Street, the flag was stationed on Garden Key. Whoops, we're sailing right under the tracks. Hey, Sully, lower the sail for the dry Tortuga Railroad, the last of Mr. Flagler's rail. We're sailing on a broad reach, south wind on our backs. There's an object off our bow that Sully says our tracks. He's drinking again. I can't trust what he sees. But as Sully sails us neath a train, it'll be a tight, tight squeeze on the dry Tortuga Railroad. They offer quite attractive rates through the Grand Marquesas to Fort Jefferson, 60 miles across the Florida Strait. Whoops, we're sailing right under the tracks. Hey, Sully, lower the sail for the dry Tortuga Railroad. The last of Mr. Flagler, the last of Mr. Flagler, the last of Mr. Flagler's rail.
I know about this point in the festival, a lot of you performers and even some of you volunteers have been asked to leave the campsite. It may be the color of your tent does not fill in within the general color scheme of the tenting area. Or maybe that strange smell that your van's generator seems to emit during the day. But for whatever the reason, I know that more than several of you have had the experience of being awakened at 4 a.m. with Ken Crawford's flashlight shining in your eyes, accompanied by a firm yet peremptory, "It's time." For those of you who have been asked to leave the campsite, might I suggest you repair to the rustic accommodations available at the Moonglow Motel on old US 41 on the other side of Lake City. There at the Moonglow, you will be in the company of campers kicked out of campsites from White Springs to High Springs and from Live Oak to Jasper.
Hey, hey, sleep well. Moonglow Motel. Just drive to Lake City, then turn around, drive back a couple of miles. Weren't you the people that were here last year, but we can't find a name in our files. Just $20 a night. For South Floridians, it's 25. Don't take no reservations. Mind this place, before you arrive, bow, 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 bow. And we only accept cash. Don't leave home without it. They told us our pool would be fixed by tomorrow, but I kinda doubt it. We drank red wine from an empty tennis ball can. Dressed like Sydney Greenstreet, neither slow moving fan, bah, 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 bah. And if you need more sheets, just tell Laverne. And if you don't know how to open that window over there, honey, you'll learn. Chenille bedspreads and a Donald Duck pail, 6 ounce bottles of Pepsi Cola, Verner's ginger ale, and gourmet hot dogs. You know, it's been a good year for Coke, and I pity the poor people, 'cause we're only broke. But we were much younger back then, a couple of days ago, and I don't really remember what it was. We didn't know while we were lollygagging the moon and inventorying the stars, restraining fireflies in the interior of fruit jelly jars. Bow, 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 bow. so he danced semi-naked in front of the church. To question is the answer, and the truth lies in a search. Ba 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 ba.
Well, the Murray Palmetto, South Florida Swamp Show. Good afternoon.
Okay. That was Boomslang. Boomslang, are you on any more this weekend?
My band is playing at the Old Marble Stage at 1:32 tomorrow afternoon.
You're on at the Marble Stage at 1:32?
Right.
Tomorrow afternoon. Okay. See Boomslang there.